The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this Tuesday edition of LTD Radio. If you're a new listener, you may not know what LTD Radio is all about. Well, give me just a moment to explain. LTD stands for Listen, Think, Discern. That is what this program is all about and has been about for almost 20 years now on a daily basis, another 10 on Saturdays. So that's what we've been about for it's getting close to 30 years, I suppose. LTD, listen, think, and discern from a biblical point of view, a biblical worldview. And we lovingly call our listeners LTDs. So that's kind of what we're about. Welcome to the program. It is such a privilege to welcome you today. Have you heard the big news about the Longaberger basket? I would imagine that most of you at one time or another has driven by the big basket out in Newark. It's really an amazing thing. It is an architectural wonder and a treasure. Unfortunately, it has been a testament to some bad business decisions made by the Longaberger Company, which was a thriving, vibrant company. I understand is no longer even in business. Anyway, it's an architectural marvel. It's a one of a kind. There's no other building like it anywhere on planet Earth. It has been empty since 2017, I think. Maybe 16. No, it's been vacant since 2016. It's been purchased by Heritage Ohio and the Kuhn Company that specializes in buying buildings and restoring them. And there has been kind of silence for a couple of years as to the future. Many people honestly believe that a wrecking ball was just going to tear it down, which I think would have been tragic. I'm not an expert on anything, but I love unusual architecture, always have. And it would have been a tragedy. Well, yesterday it was announced that the Longaberger basket is now going to become a luxury boutique hotel. Yeah, a luxury boutique hotel, hoping to begin renovation late in 2020. Now, folks, I am an optimist. I am a grass, a, not grass, ha, I am a glass half full person. I am the optimist. I really am. But I am also a realist. And I would just say, just keep an eye on this. There are a lot of things that have to come to pass. There was a lot of hoopla, a lot of publicity yesterday, big meeting, press conference, that it was going to become this grand hotel and so forth. But then when you read the fine print, we got to find some grants. We got to find state tax breaks. We got to find federal tax breaks. We got to find some partners in the development. In other words, this is far from a done deal. Far from a done deal. And again, I don't want to be a downer on this, because I really hope it comes to pass. I really do. But a lot of things have to fall in place. And we have seen this kind of thing where there's a big announcement, a lot of publicity, and that's very intentional. They want to build excitement, which will generate partners, investment, and encourage tax breaks on the state level, federal level, local level, and so forth. So just before we get too overly excited, just be cautious. The developer said, if everything, this is a quote, if everything falls into place, renovations on the building could begin in late 2020. So it'll be a year at least before anything happens at all. The developer says right now there is no price tag on the project. That's kind of a red flag, too. If you really are serious, you got the plans all made out. You know exactly what it's going to cost. Anyway, the developer says right now there is no price tag on the project, but he and his partners will be going after state and federal tax breaks as well as grants. David Crisafi with Cirrus Enterprises and a partner in the project says it will now be turned into a 150-room luxury hotel, all while keeping the history of the building intact. So I am encouraged. I'm optimistic. I hope it comes about. It would be great. It would be a great asset for Central Ohio, a iconic building, a nationally known, worldwide known building, turned into a luxury hotel. It'd be a great thing, but we will see. Here is an update on the security guard in West Madison, Wisconsin, who was fired because he used the N-word. Now, if you were listening yesterday, context is everything. The security guard has been at this school for 11 years. He was asked to help an assistant principal remove a student from the building, the school building. The student was belligerent, screaming, yelling, shouting, resisting, pushing, shoving, and using every obscene word in the book, as well as extreme racial epithets. And he kept calling this security guard, who is black, the N-word. And the security guard asked him repeatedly, don't say that, don't say that. And finally he said, don't call me a, and he used the N-word. But again, in the context, he was telling the student to stop using that same word. Well, they got fired because they have a zero tolerance policy. Have you begun to learn that zero tolerance usually means zero common sense? It sounds so great. Somebody says, we have a zero tolerance policy. so often it ends up being a zero common sense policy as well. And it's ludicrous and ridiculous how it is enforced. Anyway, there were massive demonstrations in support of this teacher. On Friday of last week, 1,000 students walked out of the school in support of their security guard. A massive walkout in support. Hundreds of parents petitioned the school to rehire him. Well, the good news is the teachers' union executive director, Doug Kyler, has announced he is back. He has been rehired. He is on paid leave while the district works on a transition plan back to the school. But anyway, the decision to fire him has been reversed. Enormous public outcry over the ridiculous firing of this African-American security guard. And as a result, he's got his job back. Common sense has prevailed. Yes, it does occasionally. Yeah, you're listening to Bob Brady Live on the Word AM 880 and 104.5 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I can't contain my excitement any longer. I've got to give you an update on the Bible League and our campaign to send Bibles to the persecuted church. We started last Thursday. Are you ready for this? Now, if you've been listening the last few days, I hope you will share my excitement. If you have not been listening, hang on, put your seatbelt on. This is unbelievable. Last Thursday, we started this campaign asking you for $6,000. That's a lot of money. $6,000, that's what we were asking God for. Yeah, well, you began to call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, and you called and you called and you called. So many of you called, and several of you, in fact, many of you, went to thewordcolumbus.com and clicked on the Bible League banner, and you gave online. So yesterday, when we went on the air, we were... yeah, we were getting close to $10,000, and I was just flipping out. I was so excited. Our goal was six. We were getting close to $10,000. And then you began calling again. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And you called and you called and you called, and I got the report this morning from the Bible League. And are you ready for this? Folks, the Bob Brady Live audience has pledged up to now, because I don't think we're done. This audience has now pledged $11,270. $11,270 is what you have pledged. Our goal is six. Because you folks love God's word and you love God's people and you care about your brothers and sisters in Christ who are suffering for their faith and are crying out. You have heard their cries. Persecuted Christians around the world are literally, and I mean literally, crying out for copies of the scriptures. And I don't know of anyone on planet Earth that is doing a better job of distributing Bibles than the Bible League. For $5, the printing, the shipping, and the distribution of Bibles. And what makes it much, much more difficult is where these Bibles are being distributed. And that's in areas where Christians are being severely persecuted. And they do that for $5. Well, again, right now we're at $11,270. $12,000 is in sight. It's right on the horizon. You see it? You see it with me? We're at 11,270. We can see $12,000, which would be double our goal. Twice as many Bibles, twice as many Christians, twice as many people reached with the powerful eternal Word of God. We're at 11,270. All right, I'm going to go on to other stories. But I just want to give you an opportunity. 800-YES-WORD. I'll pull up the call center at the top of the hour. And I just believe there's a very, very good chance that before we go off the air at 6 o'clock, I'll be able to tell you we have doubled our goal. 800-YES-WORD is the number. 800-937-9673. You can call right now. You can help us double our goal. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Or you can go to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. Click on the Bible League banner. If you don't see it, just refresh your browser. It'll come up. 800-YES-WORD. TheWordColumbus.com. Well, there is trouble in the LGBTQ community in Columbus. Yeah, how do we explain this? I want to say this cautiously, compassionately, but truthfully. The entire LGBTQ phenomenon is built on narcissism. What I want, when I want it, how I want it, I don't care what anybody else says, I don't care what anybody else thinks, I don't even care what God thinks. It's about me fulfilling my desires, fulfilling what I want. Well, when the very foundation is narcissism, you're going to have division. Trans Ohio, which is an organization supporting the trans community in Central Ohio, has made a very public split with Stonewall Columbus. Yeah, very, very public. Trans Ohio posted a 2-page letter yesterday announcing that they are severing ties with Stonewall Columbus. And it goes back to years of difficulty between the two groups, and it kind of exploded at the 2017 Pride Parade. Now get this. It's the homosexual Pride Parade. Trans protesters tried to block the parade. Stonewall Columbus called police. It was a mess. But that's what you can expect. Much more Bob Burney Live just ahead. Stay tuned.